Kempire is brought to you by
Boston. You're up next. The Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Boston on May 30th. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Well, Nashville, we're also coming to you in July, July 11th, and then July 12th, we will be in Atlanta. And after that, in August, we will be coming through to Seattle. We're bringing our live show of Hot Topics, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Married to Medicine, and so much more to a city near you. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are waiting to confirm some of those dates as well. So stay locked. Make sure you're following us so you can get updates. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, because we will definitely be updating you here about the Kempire After Dark live tour. Be sure to check out the description for more details on our live tour stops coming up soon.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Come on in, come on in. This is our weekly recap of Vanderpump Rules. As you know, I've been on the fence about this season. I'm not sure what exactly we are getting from the season, but what I can say, I'm enjoying Lala a lot more in these last couple of episodes, these last couple of moments with her, especially in this episode. I felt like Lala has shown so much growth, even to the point where I'm watching it and I'm saying to myself, I think Lala should be moved over to the Valley, because I feel like the Valley will fit her better, because she's a mom. She's about to be a mom to two children. And that is what that show is handling. And for those that are asking, have you watched The Valley? I only watched the one episode. I really was going to watch both episodes back to back, but my brain cells couldn't take it. I'm being honest with you. I can't sit through an hour of Vanderpump Rules. Mind you, this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules was a lot longer. It was like maybe like an hour and 15 minutes. And I don't have the patience, and I'm usually watching it, not live, but I still have to go through the commercials because I'm not watching it on Peacock the next day. So to do all of that and then to do it again for the Valley and then talk about it for how long here? No. But you guys let me know, should we switch Vanderpump Rules to watching the Valley? Because I can't do both. That's 2 hours of my Tuesday. I already do a lot when it comes to Tuesday Takeover and the night before watching all those other shows and covering those other hot. I don't have the bandwidth. And now with the Diddy of it all, I definitely do not have the bandwidth to watch The Valley and Vanderpump Rules. Choose your poison. Let me know. Let me know in the live chat. Let's get into this recap of Vanderpump Rules. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news like the Diddy situation, or when we upload, or when we go live. And don't forget, you can also take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast, and you can get audio and special episodes. I am working on special episodes, like some live content that we've been doing for the Kempire After Dark live show. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. All right, let's talk about Vanderpump Rules. I did not take notes because I just wanted to enjoy the episode. I just wanted to watch. When you have to watch television, I'm just going to be honest with you. When you have to watch television and take notes, it's not as fun. It's not as enjoyable. And if you're already not having a great season, it's sort of like it's even more arduous, okay? I say all that to say I don't want to complain.
Lies! Okay. The lies!
I know, I complain every single week. So I just want to talk about the things that stood out to me. First of all, Ariana, you are nasty. Okay, we talked about this at the top of the season when they were living separate lives in the same home. And Ariana, they panned into Ariana's room. We were like, ew, why is Ariana's room messy like that? And then we try to make excuses. We were like, well, you know, they're shifting their lives. They're separating their lives. So maybe she's still trying to organize moving stuff and whatnot. Only for Ariana to say that she left leftover food on her nightstand, and her dog got into it, and now the dog went to the vet and had to be nearly saved the dog's life for $6,000. But never mind that. You could tell me how you feel about why did he lock the dog in the bedroom? Did he do that intentionally? Like, I mean, that's mean and harsh. But yeah, Ariana, I'm more concerned that you're first of all, I feel like your dog could get into stuff like that when you're just leaving things on, you know, when you're leaving things just like on a nightstand or a table. Unless you purposely locked your room so the dog wouldn't get in. Like, I don't know. I need more context. No, I don't need more context. Why are you leaving leftover food from the night before on your nightstand, nasty? Look, nasty? But we said that before. Look, pow, pow, pow. Everyone on this show can get it. I'm not Team Ariana. I'm not Team... I am Team Kempire. Me all day, every day. Be Team You. Okay? But... All right. Speaking of Lala's growth, I was talking about that at the top of this video. Lala, at first, I wasn't convinced. I said, she's trying to bamboozle me. She's trying to get into this hort. But no, you could tell very much like the audience, a good majority. I know there's still a lot of you, and I don't think there's anything wrong for those of you that are supporting Ariana. I probably would think something was wrong with you if you were like, I'm Team Tom.
The lie.
I'm not Team Tom. Just because I don't agree with everything that Ariana does doesn't mean that I'm Team Tom. That's where some of these diabolical fans don't understand, or these stans don't understand. Be Team You, okay? You don't know these people. Okay. So I feel like Lala has shown a lot of growth. So as I'm watching it, and I'm watching this episode, and I'm seeing so many different examples. I'm like, oh, wow, I think she really has grown up. And now she's about to be the mom of two. I'm here for it. Part of me is sort of like, do I want to see Lala go to the Valley? But what if I don't end up watching the Valley? And then I've sent Lala over there without support. What kind of friend am I? I'm not her friend. So there we go. Then there's that. No, but I'm serious. I can kind of see Sheena and Lala going over there. And I do believe that the Valley is going to get renewed. It's still, you know, it had a really great premiere episode. It was like 700 something thousand viewers. That's very good. Of course, we know part of why that was. They literally just did like a 2-hour Vanderpump Rules episode. And Vanderpump Rules, despite it being a lackluster season, is still doing well in the ratings. Okay. So for those of you who think that this is going to be the last season, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to stop watching. We got to stop recapping. I can't promise you guys, if by the end of the season, I am on the fence about recapping for next season, I'm not recapping it next season. Point blank, period. There's too much content out there for us to cover. I still have to do Evening with Kempire, the evening news with Kempire. Breaking news, you know, I got to do KNN. I don't have time for these reality TV shows. I'm a journalist. Playing. I kid, I'm being facetious, but no, I'm not kidding about not recapping Vanderpump Rules. We'll see if I can even make it through the season. Never mind next season. Let's take it a day at a time, okay? All right. So I'm seeing growth in Lala. This relationship that she's forming with Schwartz, I'm not sure about. But Schwartz admitting that he kissed Sheena. We saw this in the preview. That he kissed Sheena in Vegas. I feel like this was a produce. I don't believe that it didn't happen. But I feel like we are fishing for something here because we have nothing this season. I feel like that's what people came up with this. And at the same time, are you mad at Katie for being mad about it even though they're divorced? Like, I'm on the fence with that. I know I twerk on a fence religiously. But I'm on the fence. Like, part of me is sort of like, well, she's still friends with Sheena. And she still has a relationship with her ex-husband. So, and there's a level of trust that was broken. So how can I trust you now even though this was like 10 years ago? I don't know. I struggle with this because do I think that she should make a big deal about it in regards to like making arguments or making this a scene? No, I don't feel like, I feel like Katie was also sort of laughing about it at the same time. But apparently Katie was really mad because she ended up going allegedly, because we don't know. Why is Sheena tracking 56 people? I am very particular who I share my location with. And always, I never share my location indefinitely. You got 24 hours, if that, if I forget to stop sending my location. But even sending my location, I can tell you on one hand the amount of people I've ever shared my location with. The fact that, why, Sheena, I'm trying to understand. You say that it's not for creepy reasons, but you literally were tracking Max. Oh, he went to Katie's house. The next morning, you track him again. He's still at Katie's house. You try to act as if you're not creepy, but you are. And then you get mad at Brock for being the producer that we needed in this moment. Why? Look, why? Sidebar, going back to Lala. Because Lala, for me, is like the only one that I can at least go to this season for some sort of sense. And I know that's saying a lot. That is saying a lot. But back to Lala. So Lala finds out that Schwartz and Katie had this kiss. So she sort of weighed her options. Should she go to Sheena first or should she go to Katie? She goes to Katie first. Katie is just like, really? First of all, Katie, I don't understand why you automatically believed Schwartz. I don't know why you would automatically jump to the conclusion like, oh, it happened. Instead of saying, did this happen? But okay. Again, I feel like it's a produced moment. Whatever. Sidebar, I'm just telling you everything that comes to mind that I remember from the episode. I didn't take notes. But elephant brain is working. Anne, right? That's her name? Anne or Anna? Tom's assistant. We know she now works for Ariana. But this is where we see where it happens because she says, well, you know, Anne, I think Ariana was doing this on purpose. I think she knew that Anne wanted to leave. So she was just like, well, can you just, you know, connect me with anyone? I'm looking for a personal assistant. She's like, Ariana, can I be in contention? Oh, God. I feel creepy about that too, though, because I don't know if I could 100% trust her. You're working with the ops. You worked with the ops. And now you want to work. No. I don't know. And you're on social media saying Team Ariana. I get it. I need my assistant to sort of be low key behind the scenes, not messy. I got to be able to trust you that you're not going to go to my then partner or my ex-partner and be like, I want to work for you really though. I mean, she probably sees job security with Ariana. Sidebar. All over the place today. Did you see, we talked about this on Tuesday Takeover. Did you see Ariana Maddox's new home, her $1.6 million new home? It's like the perfect timing, Ariana. I don't know if you have a publicist. I'm assuming you do. This is like the perfect timing that she signed off on this new home because in this episode, they're constantly talking about why is she, even Lala, why is Ariana still living with this man? We see all of your endorsements. You're doing well for yourself. You have this sandwich shop that still is not open. James Kennedy was throwing shade at the, you know, weeks have turned into months. Here's the thing. As someone that has grown up in New York and has seen so many restaurants come and go and understand that the restaurant game is not easy. Yes, it is. I'm sure they had a lot to say about Schwartz and Sandy not being open. However, I'm never going to dog these women as entrepreneurs trying to open a sandwich shop in a prime city. They've been paying rent on it for the entire year. It's still not open, so they're still paying rent. And Lala shading them about having another sandwich party. I was like, didn't we do this last year? And I was like, oh, wait, you guys did do this last year. You did do this last year. But they want to do it again. They want to do it on the show because they're smart businesswomen. Please be reminded we have a show coming, okay? We have a sandwich shop coming. All right. So we have another food tasting for the sandwich shop. They bring some of the sandwiches over to Lisa. We get some Lisa Vanderpump moment. What I love is Ken is like, again, when she said, oh, they're bringing over some sandwiches for a tasting. She's like, again? Yes, Ken, again. The obvious. Yeah. All right. I'm just bringing up everything that comes to mind because that's how the episodes feel to me. The episodes don't feel like they make sense. They sort of like, oh, this is happening, blah, blah, blah. Tom Sandoval is hanging out with Billy Lee. As you know, Billy Lee has been on the show before. Billy Lee's friend T is 25 years old and looks like she wants to date him. I don't think he's serious about her. He obviously has moved on to someone else, but I think he wants... Have you guys watched these scenes where some of the hanger-ons, or I guess the paid actors that they are plucked and put into these scenes? It's so awkward, producers. It's very obvious that these folks are there just to film, but it doesn't feel natural. You guys are interacting as a cast, and then you just have these filmed actors just sitting here going like this, eyes just going from like playing tennis match, and then just like... Like, that's not how real conversations or groups hang out. If these are real friends, people are chiming in. People are, you know, people are doing things or people are talking to each other. But no, you're filming a reality show in this bar restaurant. I just noticed it. I'm looking and I'm watching. I'm like, this is weird. This is suspicious. Anyways, guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Vanderpump Rules. It's all over the place, like the season, okay? If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And don't forget, we are partnering, I need a sip of water. Hold on, y'all. We are partnering with our friends over at Rose Forever New York again. Roses that will last you up to a year. Oh, at least a year, actually. Rewinding back, at least a year. I've been saying up to a year. No. They said at least a year because I know I have some of these roses that have had a little bit more than a year. So we've partnered with them. They have a bunch of new things, including candles, hydrangeas. I love a hydrangea. Okay, I can't wait to get mine. I can't wait. Anyways, we are partnering with Rose Forever again, quality roses at an affordable price. And of course, we're getting you a discount. Head on over to use the discount code Kempire40 and you'll get $40 off of your order. And you can also use the discount code Kempire for free worldwide shipping. More details on Rose Forever and how you can get something for yourself this Easter. Easter's a few days away. And Mother's Day is right around the corner. More information, again, on Rose Forever will be available in the description. All right, so back to this. So Tom Sandoval is going out with this 25-year-old. There is an interaction with Ariana and Sheena and this young lady. Ariana decides to warn the young lady. When she finds out the lady's 25, she's like, of course. How did you guys feel about that? I wasn't sure. At first, I was sort of like, well, she's kind of looking out for the young lady. She's only 25 years old. I would hope someone would warn me. But I'm sure T watched the show, and she decided to still make the decision to go out with Tom. She's sort of like, oh, my God, really? That's what he did to you? That's horrible. You're so strong. And I'm thinking to myself, girl, you know you watch all the blogs. You're just here for the camera. Because to be honest with you, in reality, but I guess if I'm not a pick me, of course I would. As soon as she told me that, I would have left. But no, she's like, but I signed on for the full day. I'm getting paid for the full day. I can't leave. Oh, T. Whoa, 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 T. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyways, sidebar. Okay, this entire recap is the sidebar. The exercise or the breathing exercise that Tom Sandoval was doing with this coach, and Lala walks in and he's making all these funny sounds. I'm thinking to myself, Tom Sandoval has tried every alternative to therapy than actual therapy. And I think he needs actual therapy. And you know, I love all kinds of alternative medicine. And you know, I believe in all that stuff. However, that came to mind as I see him doing this very interesting breathing exercise. And Lala walks in and she's like, what in the... And I'm thinking to myself, and that's the first thought that came to mind. I said, he's really tried every alternative therapy as opposed to actually going to therapy. And I think, because normally I wouldn't think anything of that, but based off of him, I don't think he really wants to fix himself or to be better. I don't think so. And I think you try these other things because you know in your brain it's not going to work for you. But I believe that it can. I believe that in a lot of these alternative things, like I said. Anyways, so she comes and she has a real conversation with Tom, and it seems as if there's always sort of been a rift in their friendship. They didn't feel like they could come to each other. She's reached out to him. He doesn't respond. He talked a little bit about why he was that way. But they seem to have a real moment. And later on, Lala tells Ariana about this real moment. And Ariana's just like, girl, like she's not falling for it. She sees what Sheena and Lala are doing. They want to be friends again with Tom. Lala doesn't see it for Ariana this season because she's just like, why are you still living under the same roof? You're complaining. Oh, we even have a scene where Tom goes to Ariana about the offer that they're trying to do. Because remember, Tom said, I think this in like a podcast interview, that his realtor or his lawyer sent Ariana this offer so he could buy her out of the house. They both are just very stubborn. And I guess they're both cancers, so that's probably why they're so stubborn. And I know you're probably thinking, well, cancers are stubborn. No, but they're very similar personalities. So I'm assuming cancers can be stubborn and vindictive. So she doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to leave, but he wants to keep the house. He's like, but the house is really cool. All right. All right, Tom. But the house is really cool, so I really don't want to leave. I gave her an offer, and then, like, she doesn't want to take it. Sir. But I'm just happy that this episode aligned with the news that Ariana bought a $1.6 million home in her own name. Okay? So I'm happy for Ariana. The house is beautiful. It's from the same, it's the agency, one of the reps from the agency, but one of the under groups that we talk, but, you know, if you watch Buying Beverly Hills, it was one of the agents from there that brokered this deal for Ariana. So I was like, okay, all right, Ariana, good for you. Like, I wish I had pulled up the picture so that you guys could see it with me, but because that would probably have been far more entertaining. But it's a beautiful home. It's a beautiful home, and I believe in, like, the Hollywood Hills. Good for you, Ariana. Good for you. I'm actually happy for her. Like, I know not every week I'm a flip-flopper, but that's how I am. I love when you guys say, you are so biased. This is a review. This is my opinion. I know I've been giving you KNN these last few days, but that's intentional. It's me giving you real news, but in a mocking way, meaning like, this is not KNN. Okay. Oh, wait, whatever. I digress. So Tom goes up to Ariana to get an answer from her because apparently they've been reaching out and he wants to buy her out of this apartment, house. So, all right. Look, I'm trying to think of what else happened. So Katie does confront Sheena about the kiss, and Sheena's response was sort of like, am I going to be honest about it? And then she probably was thinking to herself, I think I have to be honest about it because it did happen. So Katie expresses, was like, I don't know if I can trust you. Like, why wouldn't you tell me? You waited all these years to even confess that this happened. You weren't even the one to tell. It was Schwartz, which is interesting. Schwartz, you've held on to that for 10 years. Okay, before I forget, justice for Joe. These at the top of the episode, I was thinking to myself, we've known for a long time that these women on Vanderpump Rules have been mean girls, but we see it clear as day at the top of this episode. And Ariana in her confessionals saying that Joe knew. How do we know for a fact that Joe knew? Did Joe admit that she knew about Tom Sandoval cheating on you? Did she know? I don't remember that coming out, that Joe knew for sure. So Ariana trying to change the narrative because she knows how all of you going to judge them. She's sort of like, before you guys start saying it's a mean girl bullying. No, she's saying Joe is the real mean girl. do we really think that Joe's the real mean girl? I actually felt bad for Joe because it was very clear what they were doing at this function. And she literally went off crying. Joe is woo-woo, you know, perfect match for Schwartz. But Schwartz doesn't even see her that way. Because Schwartz realizes you can't have two Schwartzes in a relationship. And it's not going to work. I feel bad for Joe. Joe, I don't even know why you're here. The constant comments from you, Sheena, about she's a hairstylist. She needs to, you know, be a better, you know, model. You need to be a better person, Sheena. At least Joe is very likable. And before I forget, because I'm just giving you all of my thoughts that happened during the episode. And Allie, you know, I told you Allie's like my MVP for last week's episode. I thought to myself, I was like, I think Allie is a part, not the part, but a part of the future of Vanderpump Rules. She's young, she's level-headed, and she's likable. I actually can see them. I'm not saying that she could carry the show. I don't think that Allie is the most interesting, entertaining. To me, I like her commentary. She's actually kind of funny if you pay attention to her confessionals. And she's able to handle her own with a James Kennedy. James Kennedy's over here taking care of her. I was like, Allie is the future. Or part of the future. I don't want to say she's the future because some people be like, Kempire, you think that Allie's going to carry Vanderpump? No, I don't think she can carry the show. But I can definitely see her being a part of the future of Vanderpump Rules while I see some of the other folks leaving. All right? Like Ariana. I don't see Ariana come back. Like, Ariana, what are we doing or talking about next season? Okay, the sandwich shop. That's still not open. I'm not blaming you guys for it not being open. It's hard. It's hard out there in these restaurant streets. It is. It's not easy. And then once they have it open, who says how long it will be open for? I keep pressing that by accident.
Lies! The lies!
I apologize, guys. You notice, you can tell when I really like a show, I will have my thoughts together. This one, I'm just jumping all around. I'm jumping all around in regards to this because I'm just trying to talk about, because I didn't take my notes and I'm just focused on the different things that stood out to me. And then I said to myself, well, maybe I'll watch The Valley. And I said, No, my brain can't take it. Okay, my brain, you know, we're talking about brain health a few weeks ago. I think watching some of this, you know, when your parents told you that watching too much TV might like fry your brain or kill brain cells, I think watching Vanderpump Rules and The Valley together would definitely hurt me physically. All right. What else did I want to say in regards to this episode? Guys, if you're in the live chat, be sure to let us know how you would rate this week's episode. I didn't think it was a bad episode. I'll tell you, even though it was a long episode, I don't think it was a bad episode. It wasn't a great episode either, but it wasn't necessarily a bad episode. But we're talking about Vanderpump Rules again, guys, this week. Don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. And don't forget to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. You can take our live show and special episodes. We just dropped a special episode with my girls, Grace Report and Layla Lynn, talking about what's been going on in Potomac, what's been going on when it comes to Portia and Simon's divorce. We talked about a lot. So if you've been missing the Dream Team and our recaps, be sure to check that out on the Kempire podcast. And if you want to see the visual version, you can watch that on Grace Report's YouTube channel. All right. What else did I want to say about what happened in this week's episode? Schwartz gets really upset because Brock actually breaks the news because, you know, Katie's trying to sit on her throne and act as if that, you know, she's so upset. She's so upset that he hooked up with Sheena and she just found out about it. It feels like they're reaching. We haven't even gotten to them both hooking up with the same girl. Well, Brock breaks the news to Schwartz that apparently it looks like Katie may have hooked up with one of your good friends, Max. But this was like revenge. It feels like this is what Katie did. And Lala's completely shocked. She's like, Katie, did you You threaten to do things like that, but you don't actually go ahead and do those things. We don't know if she really slept with them. For all we know, they cuddled all night.
Lies! The lie!
Okay. Or maybe not. Or maybe not. Whatever. Whatever. What else happened in this episode that I felt that was worthy of talking about? Nothing. Nothing else. The main things, they were mean to Joe at the top. Tom wants Ariana to move out so he can, I guess, do whatever he does in that house. Maybe clean up the other side because her room's a mess and she's got food on the nightstand. Oh, yeah. I just remembered. Ariana told Lala about what happened to her dog and how she was blaming Tom for being an idiot and locking their dog in the room while she has food from the night before on her nightstand. Like, Tom is wrong in his thing, but Ariana, so are you. You have pets. Why do you have food just sitting around? Anyway, I had to rewind that part like 3 times. I was like, wait, did she say she put it on a takeout counter? And no, she's like, no, this is takeout counter that I had on the nightstand. I was like, oh, on the nightstand overnight? I know some of you guys do that in a pinch. Where, you know, sometimes like, oh, okay, it was a rough night. You were lazy. You didn't feel like getting up and putting it in the refrigerator. But I'm seeing signs, Ariana, that you might be a little nasty. That you might be a little nasty. You saw that room? Come on now. I'm not the only one. Anyways. So we had that conversation. It's very clear that Lala is open to some sort of friendship with Tom Sandoval. So is Sheena. Sheena, though, gets really upset with Brock because Brock told Schwartz about Katie hooking up with Max. And then when they go to the table with it, Sheena then spills. She's like, well, yeah, I was looking, and then I saw, the next day he was still there. She's following 56. Who are these 56 people that are allowing Sheena to track them day in and day out? I like that feature, but at the same time, you would have to be very special in my life to get that feature. And even then, I'm like, why do you need to know where I am at all times? I mean, the government already does. Why do you need to know? Just asking for a friend. You guys will let me know if how many people are you tracking? Live chat, King's Guards, channel members. Shout out to our King's Guards for holding us down. During our Vanderpump Rules recap, I have not watched the latest episode of The Valley. You guys will let me know if it's even worth watching. I have plenty of other things to cover. Diddy's out here acting a fool. Okay, if you missed any of our Diddy coverage yesterday, we had like 3 videos on Diddy. So be sure to check that out and let us know your thoughts on that situation. Live chat, how would you rate this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules from 1 to 10? I thought it was a decent episode. I'd probably give it a 6.5. Maybe a 7. Maybe a 7. I don't know. Have you liked the video yet? Why not? All right. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being here for our Vanderpump Rules recap. I will see you all in the next one. We may or may not go live later today to do a special call-in segment to talk about all of the news of the week. So you let me know if you want to see that. All right. We're going to get out of here. I'll see you guys later. Bye. I'm out of here.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.